The Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Welcome in. It's good to be positive here today. We've got the Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And our producer is pushing the limit here because, Scott, you're a very large man. And our producer's, he thinks he's funny, but it's not really. It's not the funny stuff. Doesn't happen. How you doing?
Dry humor. I'm good. I'm hanging in there.
Feeling all right?
Yeah, hanging in there.
Yeah, it was an interesting game, to say the least. The Rams unfortunately dropped this one to Boise State on Saturday, 28-19. And I was like behind you at one point. I was right where the tunnel was, and I snapped a picture of you getting ready to get into action. And you guys were up 13-0 at the time, so I sent a picture. I'm like, hey, when you get this, make sure you wave. I didn't think you actually kept your cell phone in your
no pockets.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But I was taking a shot in the dark to see.
Yeah.
And you didn't wave, so you know, no worries. We're good there. But a bummer of a second half. I know that was number one on your mind. Yeah. You got out of there. Man, I got to wave at this guy.
Didn't see him in the stands, man. There's a lot of people.
I know. I was cheering, man. Started off 13-0 in this game, first quarter. You guys are breezing right through. Of course, the story in this one, settling for field goals, and that, you know, it goes that way sometimes. Take us through kind of the second half, because Boise State, they came out firing, and instead of settling for field goals, you know, they were finding ways to get to the end zone.
Yeah, you know, we just thought the game plan that they had coming out was good. You got to give them credit. They're a great team. They have the best, you know, probably the best talent in the conference. We had a chance to knock them out. We didn't. There's some mistakes we made, obviously. I missed a few tackles that was uncharacteristic, I think, of myself. So I can't let that happen again. I can't do that. You know, my play's got to elevate. I know I'm going to get, you know, a lot of teams' best shots, I feel like, now, with as far as pass protections go and what they're doing. So I know I'm going to get hold a lot. I'm not even expecting calls anymore, but I've just got to somehow elevate my game. And as a team, we have to elevate our game as well, too, especially with this being the border week. So looking forward to that one.
It's a huge week. I mean, a lot, like I tweeted this earlier, actually, this is my game of the week again. You guys are my game of the week 2 weeks in a row. And I mean, why not? It's the border war. Rams fans, this game, that Wyoming game is like the Super Bowl. I mean, it's everything. So we'll get into that a little bit. But obviously, yeah, you see the second half adjustments. You guys are up 16-7 at the half, and you're thinking, man, it just feels like that. Because that offense, man, Hudson Teo certainly has those moments where he just looks flat out fantastic. And I tweeted at him, too. I was like, man, he's got a lot of talent. There's a couple of times, you know, misses some guys open downfield. But for the most part, this quarterback is extremely talented. But for whatever reason, the closer this Rams team's got, and we see this with offenses, college, NFL, whatever, closer they got inside that 10-yard line, it just Boise State really put that defensive stop on and unfortunately kept the Rams out from getting too many points in that first half.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to comment on the offense too much because it's not my side of the ball. I don't know what the game plan was, obviously, for them. But you would like to come away with, you know, touchdowns. You know, obviously, you know, in terms of settling for field goals, it's, you know, you want the points.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I wouldn't mistake it for a sense of settling. You know, if you're leaving with points, it's a good thing. Obviously, you would like to turn it into more points if given, you know, a better, you know, outcome. So that being said, you know, as far as maybe if it's missed assignments or just execution or maybe Boise, I don't know. I wasn't on that side of the ball. Maybe they had a good game plan as far as, you know, loading the box or other things like that. So credit to Boise. They capitalized on it. You know, we got to move forward and do better this week and squeeze out the mistakes.
Hank Bachmeier, that's a quarterback. I think it's kind of like the Broncos season so far. When he's on, he is on. And you didn't see that. You guys were containing him for the most part in that first half. He wasn't getting what he was wanting at all. You were putting that pressure there. And then the second half, we kind of saw that Hank Bachmeier. That's the version of him that I've seen in the past couple of years where I said, maybe that guy is a next level guy. So certainly started to open it up a little bit. in that second half.
Yeah, well, I've got respect for Bachmeyer because I think he's really just a tough quarterback. He takes a lot of hits, but he keeps getting up every single time. So we knew going into the game, he was a tough guy. You know, he was going to take hits. He was going to step into the throw each time. So I got respect for him. He's a great player. Yeah, he's going to have a shot to play at the next level, I think. You know, he can make those throws, and he can stand in there, and he's a tough kid. So props to him. You know, they beat us, but you know, again, we just got to continue to squeeze out the mistakes and play our best, you know, football moving forward, which I think we can. And, you know, it's great having Border War Week right after this, you know, because, you know, there's a sense of urgency again in the locker room. You know, guys aren't, you know, leaning with their heads down. You know, everyone's, you know, just ready to attack this week.
Yeah, I was going to ask you next, kind of what was the atmosphere like for you guys? What was the locker room like at the end of that one? You guys feeling optimistic, still looking at that, saying, hey, you know what? Got to quickly put that one behind us because this is our rivalry week, rivalry 2 weeks. We got two huge monster weeks coming up that could, in many respects, not just salvage, but kind of make this season feel pretty damn good.
Yeah, you know, so if we just attack these rivalry weeks, you know, people won't, you know, remember Boise as much, you know. I think there was a quote or a saying I heard from, I forget who it was, but, you know, they barely remember September. They rarely remember October, but they'll always remember November. Because as a team grows, you want to be playing your best ball towards the end of the season. So we're in the back third of our season right now, and we got to continue to find ways to grow and mature. You know, all the things you expect me to politically say that are correct, but that are true at the same
time.
You know, that still obviously apply. As corny as they sound, you know, we have to find the ways to, you know, continue to grow as a team moving forward, squeeze out the mistakes, you know. It's the last month of the season. We really got to go ahead and, you know, put all aside, you know, all the aches, pains, you know, all the, you know, if you got tired eyes when you come into the building, you just got to get all that out of your system, you know, and grind for the next month.
And you were banged up a little bit there, but feeling all right for the most part, right?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Looking forward to, I mean, you look at the season, and I know the goal, number one goal, right? You want to win your conference. You want to get to that conference championship game with the way the Mountain West is set up. And then as the season progresses, your goals change, obviously. To see how that kind of looks, you got to look at the rest of the schedules. Who knows? But the bottom line is a bowl season. Beating your rivals, you get your two rivals right in front of you, like you said, those are still some pretty monster goals that are right there in front of you. You're going to need some help on the other stuff as far as teams losing, but there's still some pretty big goals right in front of you guys this last month of play.
You know, all we can do at the end of the day, again, is control what we can control. We're going to have one-week seasons coming up. You know, we got four of them left. We got to attack each one, capitalize on each one moving forward. Again, squeeze out all the mistakes. You know, play our best football moving forward. And if we do that, you know, great things can happen. I think we saw that at San Jose State. I think we saw that a little bit in New Mexico. When this team's motivated, we're all on the same page, and we're all firing on all cylinders, playing complimentary football. You know, great things can happen.
Yeah, Scott Patchen. It's the Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And Scott, last week was an interesting week. You know, you were on the show Monday. Coach Addazio spoke to the media Monday. And then after that, it was decided that, hey, there's not going to be access to the media side of things. And I said, well, we got our Scott Patchen show out there, so that was good. Can you talk to us much about that? You can also decline if you don't want to get into that at all. You don't have to.
I won't, you know, comment on what anybody else is thinking, but if just I had to guess off the top of my head, I would say, you know, we probably just didn't want any more negativity. We knew there was a disappointing loss at Utah State, you know, and all that. We didn't want to, you know, continue to harp on the negativity. And we knew, you know, certain members of the media were probably going to come in asking certain questions, you know, and continue to dig at that, you know, while we're getting ready and preparing for, you know, a big game at Boise. So, you know, I guess Coach made the decision, and we all, you know, were with him. We were like, we don't even care anyways. You know, we just want to go ahead and win, you know, and beat Boise. That was our main focus as a team. I thought we did a good job. I thought we had a great, you know, week of practice. I think, you know, guys are really elevating to the challenge like they will this week again, you know. So as far as the media goes, I mean, yeah, we just don't want to harp on the negativity. And as a team, we want to move forward and continue to focus on, you know, the positives we have, the goals we have at hand still, and, you know, all the opportunities we still have at hand.
Do you foresee any of that happening again? Is this was that just kind of a one-off type situation as far as the media, or do you know?
I don't know.
Well, we got ours again, so I appreciate you.
You know, if the media's not there, you know,
you can listen to the Scott Patchen show. We'll get something, man.
Check in. I'll tell you guys how practice is going.
Hey, you can let us know.
I'll have some of the guys call in, you know.
Well, that's the plan, right? We should we do that before the season ends, right? We got so you can interview a couple of guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You got to get on that side of things, too.
Now, softball questions, of course. But
oh, yeah, just softball questions. Now, going back to this Boise State game, you tell me, football-wise, when a team like Boise State's down 13-0, are they looking at more like we're down 13-0, or is it like we're only down 13-0? And when you they always say if you let a team hang around too long, they're going to eventually capitalize on that. How much truth is there to that, where it's like almost becomes this mental thing between, okay, you guys are on the offense. And again, I know you said you can't really speak for that offense, but when you're a defensive side and you're thinking, all right, we're holding them to field goals, is as a defense, do you start smelling blood in the water kind of, or is that a real thing?
No. So I would probably say no. I think it more so comes down to momentum. More so than the culture, I would say there. Just because, you never know what's going inside of Mine's team. You know, obviously they got coaching changes going on over there. They got different culture probably. But at the same time, that's a team that probably knows how to win. They've been doing it for a while now. So I think, even though they're down, they probably knew that they had it in them. But I would more so again say it kind of just probably piggybacks on us, not being able to, go ahead and deliver those big blows by, scoring touchdowns versus field goals and knocking them out. And it is what it is. Again, I can't comment on the offensive side of the ball as far as why that didn't happen. But, as a team, you would look forward to doing that more so. And we will. We'll squeeze out the mistakes and we'll start clicking. We will.
Scott, how much can you tell us? We get the press release right before the game that Coach Addazio has a lower leg injury and he's going to be in the booth. And then I was on the side. I'm in the stand, so I'm not checking Twitter or any of that stuff. And then you're seeing on Twitter, okay, now Coach Addazio is on the sidelines in the second half. What was that like? Did Coach talk to you guys much about that?
Yeah, he told us, and we saw him beforehand, he was going through it. But, I don't know exactly what he was feeling and all that. And I know he came down because he wanted to be with us. He's the head coach and he's got love for us, And we all loved seeing him down on the sideline with us because, we're used to him down there, obviously. So it was awesome for all of us to see him down there, I just love him being on the sidelines. So.
Yeah. So he didn't really talk too much else about kind of what went into the decision to come back down or anything like that?
No.
More or less, probably just to be there.
Probably just because, he loves this team and he wants to be down there, which we all, love him. And, whatever decisions he makes going forward and all that, those are his decisions. And, we're going to support him and all that. So as far as him being on the sideline, I want him on the sideline because I want to be able to see him during the games because he gets me going.
Yeah, no question about it. The Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And it was a rough game. No question about it. You can, like you said, you can see some Rams fans that are just going to stick into that negative world for a while. But the bottom line is you got to be able to turn that page. And turning that page means focusing on your bitter rival in this Wyoming Cowboys team. They started off hot. They won their first four games. They've dropped their last four. But like we said, and we'll get into this in the next segment, a lot of that stuff can all be forgotten, forgiven, whatever. Finding a way to beat Wyoming. I mean, this is a huge opportunity. You're right. It couldn't have come at a better time, right?
Yeah. I think, the focus of the team is just, obviously it's a huge week ahead of us. We know the task we got at hand. We know it's at stake with the boot, so everybody's, mentality, I think, is just obviously want to know this week.
Well, to keep that thing with Colorado State would absolutely be huge. All right, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll start looking at Wyoming a little bit and get Scott's thoughts there as far as that team goes. Again, they won their first four, dropped their last four. It's the Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza in Fort Collins.
Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. A Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. I got to say this, Scott, these segments, doing these shows with you, I love it, man, and I really appreciate you doing this because, not every week, unless you go undefeated, not every week's going to be a W. These conversations are not always the easiest, and I appreciate you driving down here to Greeley to do this, and this has been a new world for us, for a lot of us in the radio world, for anybody, the name, image, and likeness stuff, and man, we just appreciate working with you and your willingness to, hey, no matter what, dude, I'm going to come, and we're gonna talk radio, we're going to make fun of our awful producer together, and it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, I don't mind coming down here at all. It's fun getting getting in here. I mean, just one complaint, but that's really it.
Well, I mean, we've had that complaint for years, but it's been that way for a while. Are you actually? You're not getting sad? No, you're not getting sad. Looking forward here at this this Wyoming game. It's again that boot, man. Talk about that boot. What that was like last year. Last year was such a strange year, of course, but that was that moment where it was kind of like, all right, everything's going to be all right. If you were in the Northern Colorado area and a Rams fan, somewhat even. Seeing that boot come back to Colorado State was a really, really uplifting thing. And I don't just say that on the football side of it. That was a big thing for the community, too, to see that. So that's when you see sports cross over into that real-world side of it, where it's like, yeah, that's a great win. It's a rivalry win. But, man, we wanted to have that for a lot of reasons. It was a cool thing.
Yeah. And I think it just, you know, means a lot because of, you know, the history, how it's a rivalry game, what's at stake with the boot. I think, you know, I think it was today they're running it up there, actually.
Is it? Yeah, that's right.
I think today.
It's always snowing whenever that happens, too. It seems like it.
That's brutal.
But. Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, rough day for that.
So it's quite the tradition, though. Isn't it?
It is, you know, and I think that's also what plays into. Hit the mic there for a second. Whoops. I think that's also what plays into. I'm a very animated person.
It's okay.
With my hands.
I do that a lot.
It's like that Ricky Bobby. I don't know what to do with my hands.
just hold them up there like that. Yeah, you'll be fine.
So, anyways. I think, you know, the community always, you know, buys in because, you know, there's great support in the community for CSU football. And I think, you know, it's bragging rights for another year. I think because we hadn't won it in forever until last year, you know, it meant a lot. I think keeping the boot would mean even more. I think it would obviously help, you know, everybody forget last week. And moving forward, I think it's a big program win, you know, as far as us moving forward and growing the program. So I would love to be a part of that, and I want to help keep the boot here.
Yeah, it's in college football. You know this better than most on all throughout your career in college football. Those rivalry games, I mean, they just really, really mean something. I mean, in some cases, and correct me if I'm wrong, it just seems like some fan bases would rather beat their rival than anybody else. Like that, we've done poll questions before. It's like, what would you rather have, a bowl season guaranteed, but you lose to your rivalries every year? Or you don't go to a bowl season or to a bowl game, but you beat two or three, in some cases, when we used to have the Rocky Mountain Showdown consistently, you beat all three of your rivalries. It's amazing to me the amount of votes that people give for, I just want to beat my rivals. I don't care.
Yeah, you know, I think it just goes to show you how much is at stake for the rivalry games and how much people really care about those games more than every other one on the schedule. So, you know, you want to win them all, but if you win your rivalries, it takes away some of the heat from the other losses, I think.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, that was what I was seeing right on Twitter, of course, and I'm hoping you guys just stay away from that after football games. You see it, and it's instant reaction, mad, this is terrible, it's depressing, all this stuff. And I get it, it's sports, yeah. Right? We get invested. Then as it cools a little bit, you see that transition to just beat Wyoming. You know, that's the next step. Just beat Wyoming. And that's the way it goes down. Bottom line is this. Boise State, you know, looking back at that team, that's a good team that who the hell knows. They might go on and do something pretty crazy in this conference as they start to balance things out. Because like we said, that schedule was nuts. But to me, as far as the matchup goes, I picked CSU to win this game against Boise State. So to me, the team is there. It's just about getting those fine-tuning things. And it does seem like they're little things to correct. And hopefully that all comes into play for an entire game against Wyoming this Saturday.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of like I mentioned earlier, there's always going to be, you know, mistakes you got to squeeze out. Now, if everybody squeezes out, you know, their handful of, you know, plays, you know, obviously myself included, you know, I think this team can just be so much better, you know. And we can play at an even higher level. We can show everybody, you know, when all things are clicking, things are great. You know, like I repeat, you know, San Jose State, New Mexico. Those were two games where everything just clicked for us, I felt like. So moving forward, you know, and obviously, especially because it's, you know, our rivalry week, we want to go ahead and squeeze it all out. We want to play our best ball this week, you know, and go 1-0.
When you were talking to us about some of the matchups and like what you do personally, because you said, hey, because I mean, you're Scott Patchen, everybody knows who you are and what your goals are, what your aspirations are. But you said, hey, that was not my night. That was not one of my favorite games when I look back. How do you individually go about correcting that? I've always wondered that because, you know, as a team, you know, you look at your play calling, you look at your defensive play calling, and maybe there's just missed assignments. How do you do that individually and say, okay, I got to go back and fix what went wrong on Saturday for me personally? Because I know you set a high standard for yourself.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously just going back through and making sure, you know, what went wrong, you know, correcting it and moving forward and making sure it doesn't happen again, you know, or at least working towards making sure it doesn't happen again. You know, it's not going to be, you know, sunshine and rainbows every game, you know, not every, you know, play, you know, because obviously they got guys on scholarship too. So it's not every play is going to be perfect for you, but capitalizing in the moments and winning all the plays you're supposed to win where you, you know, have leverage on a guy or where you're expected to make the play, you know, versus a certain, you know, play they run at you. You know, you have to, you know, make the plays available to you. And if you didn't, why not, you know, fix those first and foremost. And then, you know, I'm pretty hard on myself too on plays that I shouldn't make, why I didn't make them. You know, if it's a pass rush, what was wrong with my pass rush, you know, kind of just doing a little bit of self-scout with that and making sure, you know, correcting it, moving forward. And then, you know, if I was, you know, tired in a certain area, well, what can I do next week to fix that, you know? I mean, they went hurry up tempo a lot in the second half, you know, and they were getting a lot of plays in. I feel like, you know, kind of similar to Utah State, more so in the second half of that game. Defense was on the field a lot. You know, what are things I can do specifically to help this team get off the field on third down? So those are just the little things that I look at.
Yeah, and as you said too, this is, you know, as your film grows, as people, and, you know, this especially Mountain West Conference film study grows. I mean, they're circling that Scott Patch, and they're circling and trying to see what they can do to just throw you off, even just a little bit, because all it takes is just a split, not even a split second, to be able to try to throw you off, and so that they can complete their pass or get through their running gaps or running lanes, so to speak. So you're it's got to be a flattering thing, but also a frustrating thing, is where they're highlighting you constantly and saying, hey, got to take this guy out of the game.
Yeah, you know, but good players should expect that. I think, you know, there's a lot of guys on our D-line that are good players too, and I think they're, you know, circling other names as well, you know, Toby, Manny, Dev, you know. So, I mean, it's not like you can just circle my name, but they're doing things up front, I think, to limit all of us, myself included in that, obviously. So, you know, moving forward, you know, we got to expect that, and we got to be able to, you know, find different ways to attack them and get after these teams.
Well, and again, before the season started, that's what we talked about, was this defensive line. And for the most part, and I do stress the most part, this defensive line of yours, this, the front seven, you guys have delivered. I mean, it's been, for the most part, great stuff happening throughout the course of the season. So you are going to get a team's best, because that's going to be a good majority, I would imagine, on when they're installing their game plan. It's, all right, we got to really focus on just getting enough time to find guys open, because if we can do that, maybe we can get there. But we have to focus on really bringing a running back or getting those chips, more and more of that. So, yeah, that defensive line is the game plan for every team you guys have faced so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I mean, you know, we have to expect it moving forward and just find ways to, you know, beat the slide, you know, beat the 7-man protection, 6-man protections, you know, figure it out, you know, and we can, and I think we got the talent to do so, but we got to, you know, move forward, just expect that, you know, and kind of build off that. So
Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. What did you do for Halloween? Did you try to get your mind off things, or was it just like, he's just like, I'm just going to sit and chill out?
I went home, watched film, you know, and Sunday we watched film again as a team, you know, corrected the mistakes, you know, and, kind of enjoyed my day off. Didn't really do much other than treatment. Yeah, no scary movies. Been rewatching Sons of Anarchy, though. It's my go-to show.
Good one, man.
Yeah.
I love that. That's hard for me to rewatch at the end, though. The last season is just...
Oh, no. I started straight from the first season. I'm on season two now, so...
That show just got so, so ridiculously good. And then... But the... Yeah. It's good. It's a tough one, though.
I recommend everybody watch it. It's a great show.
Are you a big Seinfeld guy?
No, we talked about it. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Used to watch that with my dad.
That one's good. Seinfeld's not good. I just wanted to throw that out at Michael.
Friends, The Office. I've watched both of those.
Are you a diehard Office guy? Like, do you feel like you could rewatch that all the time?
Yes.
Yeah,
love
me
the
too.
Background noise.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm focused on it or background noise, whatever. And it doesn't matter the season that it's in. It doesn't matter. Well, I mean, if it's not Michael, then that's kind of tough. But
you guys should have gone as... Michael, or not
Jim. Jim and Dwight. So would I be Dwight, and producer would be Jim? Is that
no,
right?
You'd be Jim, and he'd be Dwight.
No, that you're not. You're not. That's not true. No, come on.
Michael! Michael!
I don't get the reference.
Oh, you don't get the reference. That's right. He only watches Seinfeld and Star Trek. So do you have any Star Trek references?
Was that a meme?
Yeah, that was you.
No, but actually, so have you seen the movie Star Trek?
But that was actually kind of funny timing because you didn't have any. Which one? I haven't seen.
The newest one, I guess.
I don't know.
Zachary Quinto, the guy who plays Spock, apparently is my third cousin.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Didn't know that until like after the movie came out, my dad told me.
Easy. Michael's like chomping at the bit right
now. Do you know who that is?
I know who that is.
Yeah, it's like my third cousin.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel,
Michael? I feel bad for him.
Oh, there it is. The Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Somehow Scott keeps coming down here, putting up with this guy. I mean, that right there is the challenge. That's worth every penny at that point, I think.
Yeah.
All right, we'll wrap up. We'll get to some more stuff on the other side of it. Take a look at some football. From one pass rusher to another, I'm going to get Scott's thoughts on Von Miller. Von Miller traded today. That's the big story coming out of Broncos country. What does that mean going forward? Is that George Payton throwing in the towel for the rest of the season? They're 4-4, but it feels like 2-6 at this stage. So we'll talk a little bit, kind of go around the NFL and the Mountain West with Scott as well. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
A Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Do you like the snowy weather out there? Are you a big
fan
of that?
Actually. I love it.
Even being a Miami guy for a little bit, getting used to that.
Yeah.
And then, but you had snow where you were, right?
In Miami?
No, where you were. Weren't you, where were you born?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. You had snow.
Yeah, but I lived in Pittsburgh until I was like 5.
So you remember at least one snowy day, don't you?
Sure. I mean,
you grew kind of accustomed to it in 5 years.
I do love the snow, though. And all my roommates clown on me because, like, as soon as it starts snowing, it's like hot chocolate for me. I'm going straight,
it's a comforting thing, man.
It is.
So do you like the, what do you see yourself, whatever. Well down the road, could you see yourself being back to a Miami guy, or do you want to be around snow? Do you like four seasons?
I love seeing the seasons. It depends. I don't really, I used to say, no, I'm going back to Miami. But, after being here for a while, I could live out here, It just depends on where life takes me, I'm not, I'm 24 years old. I'm not liking the need to rush to go, figure out my life right now. Wherever it takes me, I'll if it keeps me here, it keeps me here. If I go back to Miami, I go back to Miami.
Well, we'll see what happens, my friend. Scott Patchen, and this is the Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. From one pass rusher to another, Von Miller traded today. I know you're not a diehard Broncos guy.
I'm not.
But being in the state for a couple of years now, I mean, you've kind of paid attention to.
Yeah, I have to.
He was traded today. So where, again, I'm going to ask you kind of on a Broncos outsider's perspective because you're a Steelers guy. Where does Von Miller rank in your mind, on an outsider side, among Broncos greats? Is he obviously not number one?
I think Elway's number one for everybody.
So.
I think, he's got to be top five. And then arguably, I think we're talking off the air. I think, he might be two.
It's tough. That's why I put this option there. We got top 10. We got just a ring of famer. I mean, you're like one of the guys, but you're not, maybe not the top.
Yeah.
Top five. And then I put second best in franchise history. Only 8% of the hooligans saying second best in franchise history. 58% saying top 10. So I'm shocked at that. He's well above top 10. For sure, in my mind, top five.
I don't know who else you would put ahead of Von Miller.
I mean, we had D-Mac on today from a station in Denver, and he said that he put Peyton Manning at number two, and I get it.
Peyton got carried to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true. His worst year was the Super Bowl year. That was his worst year of his career.
Wasn't Osweiler?
Osweiler carried them through until the final game of the. Well, Peyton gets pulled after the Kansas City game. He's hurt, heel injury, and then he's kind of miraculously healed in that final game of the season, beating San Diego. They were San Diego at the time. Beating them would have given the Broncos the first round bye and the home field advantage throughout, which was important to them at that point because they weren't a favorite to win the Super Bowl like they were the 3 years prior. And so Brock got him there. And then, really, since that point on, it's been quarterback carousel. It is interesting, though, because that's a neat Von Miller-Peyton Manning crossover. Is Peyton Manning's worst year of his career, Von Miller's maybe not best regular season, but certainly best string of games that postseason was epic.
And then there was the other pass rusher. What was his name?
DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah. Another decent guy, right?
He's okay. I really thought he stabilized Vaughn, too. And you tell me from a teammate perspective, is that something where, you and Toby, for example, do you kind of stabilize each other? You keep each other grounded, not just on the field, but in life. It did seem like when DeMarcus Ware came to town, Vaughn's attitude about everything kind of changed.
Well, I don't want to speak for Von Miller, but, you know, I'll say this. I love having Toby out there. And I think, you know, there is something grounding to it where, you know, I can look over at Toby and know that, you know, it's if he's not going to make the play, I'll make the play, or vice versa. If I don't make the play, I know he's going to make the play. And it's awesome when you got a teammate that, you know, he's confident in you and you're confident in him. And then the other, you know, piece of it, too, is who are you going to double? You know, who are you going to really chip? You know, Toby's a great player. I love playing alongside of him, and I love having him out there. And I've mentioned this now a couple of times. I missed him, you know, that
First couple games, right? Or was it just the first?
Just the first one.
Just the first game.
And it was noticeably a different, you know, atmosphere with him out there, you know, for Vanderbilt. So I think easily with, you know, Vaughn having DeMarcus Ware, you know, I think it's, you know, and those are two greats now, and not just, you know, Colorado State guys, but those are two great NFL players, you know, who are proven. And then, you know, from an offensive perspective, who are you really going to focus on? You know, who are you going to, you know, who are you going to direct all your chip blocks to? Who are you going to slide the protection to? Who are you going to really focus on in your pass pro? You know, that's just something to think about. And I think that, you know, having him there really did help.
Yeah, no question. And that's the other bummer of this thing is you asked about Bradley Chubb, and that's kind of been the tough one is we've never really got to see those two guys pay off.
Yeah.
You know, you got to see the first year, the rookie year with Chubb, but, you know, it was his rookie year. He had a fine rookie year, but Vaughn kind of had a down year, and then it's, you know, Chubb gets hurt, and then the next year Vaughn gets hurt, and then we thought it was going to happen again. They were going to be there this year together. Chubb ends up getting hurt in the first, so never got to see.
Should have kept my guy Chickalo.
Well, how about Shaq Barrett, too? I mean, that was a tough thing, too. I mean, ended up, he had Shaq Barrett.
Oh, I just met Chick because he was there last year, number 91.
Yeah.
He was the late guy, the late ad. He was with the Pittsburgh Steelers forever.
Yeah, wow, he was another. I mean, again, Scott, they're going to need some pass rushers, man. Yeah. So just something to write down, all right? So we'll see what the Hooligans think about that. But interesting. Your Steelers got the win over the Browns over the weekend.
Yeah, they did. You know, I didn't get to watch the end of it, but... You know, it was fourth quarter, 10-15. They held on to the lead.
Yeah, it was. I thought the Browns get the ball back, and I'm thinking, uh-oh, the Browns are going to go down and do something. But defense stood up, made some big plays.
Yeah, can't sleep on that defense.
Yeah. So, what do you think about the Steelers? Are they going to be a playoff team?
We'll see. You know, you got to have some things go their way. You know, last year, you know, they were great, and then down the stretch, things didn't go their way. Maybe it flips this year, and things do go our way. I don't know. You know.
Do you avoid watching in a like football? You don't have to watch. Like, you have to watch film. You got to see what's going on in the conference and teams you're going to play. When you come off of a loss, do you avoid watching football for fun? Do you want to get away from football for fun and do something else away from it? So after a loss, do you try to get away from watching NFL stuff?
Not necessarily NFL stuff. I mean, just depends. You know, if it was like a horrible loss, yeah, sure.
You just want to get away.
You know, and it's always good to get away and clear your mind, you know. You get yourself, you know, just kind of back into it, because I think if you're 100% all the time, then you'll get burnt out real quick.
Yeah.
You know, now if you're 95-5, you know, but the 95, you're always 100%, you know, in whenever you're there, and then you're putting in extra work like you're supposed to. You know what I mean? Like, as far as the weeks divided up.
Yeah, no, that makes it. I know as a fan, for me, like when my teams lose, I'm unless it's a really big game, you kind of find yourself, okay, I just want to maybe take a few hours break. So as a fan, it's kind of nice to get a break once in a while after a loss or something. But I always wondered as a player, because sometimes you'll hear players, even at the pro level, at the high level, say, I don't watch a lot of football outside of like my alma mater or film study.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to watch other things, because film study, I don't think people realize how much film study you guys do.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I mean, and on top of that, we're coming back for, you know, extra film that we're doing on our own, as you know, guys without our coaches there. So I mean, we're putting in the work. You know, we just got to keep, you know, hammering away at this, and you know, things are going to fall into place as they seem fit. You know, the quote, "It is what it is."
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and keep chipping away. You know, and by no means is anybody deterred on our team. You know, and it's border war.
It's border war week. You still got a lot of football left to play. Yeah. Let's finish up, talk a little more about border war week. This is the Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. A Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. to the show, to the Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. It is Border War weekend coming up. Scott, all is forgotten. We move on. Just go take care of the Cowboys on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, we're looking forward to they're a tough team. You know, we're going to get their best shot. You know, they're going to get our best shot. It's going to be a fun one, man.
Well, you know, I mean, the old adage when it comes to rivalry games, they always say, throw the records out the window. Is that true?
Yeah.
Because nobody, I mean, they want to beat you badly. You want to beat them badly. Whether you're having a great season or a bad season, it can make your season, beating a team like Wyoming.
Your rivalry weeks make or break your season, regardless of where you stand.
Yeah.
So,
well, and it'd be an opportunity for you guys to get that fourth win, and then set yourselves up nicely to end the season with those last three. So, I mean, this game has a lot of implications to it. I mean, there's a lot of big stuff coming.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, we look forward to the challenge. It's going to be a good one. They're a tough team. Again, you know, they've got a great culture in place. So we look forward to, you know, the matchup this week.
Offensively, what sticks out to you? So, I mean, just maybe a bullet point or two that sticks out to you when you're
they've
looking
got a good,
at
it. I think they've got a good line. You know, I respect them. You know, it's going to be a great challenge for us up front. You know, I think. It's going to be a good one in the trenches.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it, man. And like I said, appreciate you popping down here to Greeley and doing these shows each and every week. We still have a few shows left, too. So
yeah.
I know the plan is to get out to Crazy Carl's Pizza, do the pineapple pizza thing. We're going to do that at some point. Maybe we'll shoot for Monday for Air Force Week. Maybe we'll make
Sounds
that
good.
Make that the goal. Anything else that you want to get off your chest in the last 20 seconds?
No.
All right, man. Well, seriously, it was a rough game, and there's no nice way to put it. People are down, they're upset, whatever. But like we said, you look forward to Rivalry Week, you look forward to the Border War. Keep that boot in Colorado State, and boy, I think you're going to see a lot of happy faces next week.
Yep.
Scott, my friend, always appreciate you. We'll catch up with you Monday.
All right. Have a good one. Go Rams.
All right. That's been the Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll be back at it for the whole show on a Tuesday. More aftermath from the Von Miller trade and the weekend that was. So we'll get to all that. Good night, Northern Colorado.